almost impossible to lose weight without stabilizing your blood sugar first. This should be your first priority. Get this handled, and the rest is easy. When your blood sugar levels fluctuate, your body is less efficient at burning fat for energy. When your body isn't burning as much fat for energy, it begins storing more fat as energy. The more fat your body stores, the harder it is to lose weight. So to lose weight, it's essential to stabilize your blood sugar levels. Here are 7 easy steps to help stabilize them. Number 1. Eating plenty of fresh vegetables and fruits stabilizes blood sugar levels. A diet rich in vegetables and fruits contains plenty of fiber and nutrients, which help prevent spikes and drops in blood sugar. These spikes and drops in blood sugar can lead to insulin resistance and diabetes, both serious health issues. Eating lots of vegetables and fruits is essential for good health. Insulin resistance occurs when cells in the body don't respond to insulin properly. Insulin is a hormone that regulates blood sugar and fat breakdown in the body. If insulin doesn't work properly, blood sugar levels can get too high or too low. Insulin resistance can lead to type 2 diabetes, a disease that causes problems with blood sugar control. This leads to heart disease, stroke, nerve damage, eye disease, and even kidney failure. Vegetables and fruit are the healthiest foods you can eat. Most have few calories and are high in fiber, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and other nutrients. Plus, vegetables and fruits taste good and are very versatile. You can eat them on their own, mix them into other foods, or cook with them. Because they're also filling, eating them can help curb hunger and keep you from overeating. Eating plenty of vegetables and fruits is important for a healthy lifestyle. Number 2. Exercising regularly helps stabilize blood sugar levels. Diabetes is a disease that affects the body's ability to produce and use insulin, a hormone essential for regulating blood sugar levels. When blood sugar levels rise too high, they can cause life-threatening complications like heart disease and blindness. Diabetes treatment involves a strict diet and regular physical activity. People who suffer from diabetes should exercise regularly. Regular exercise can help keep blood sugar levels stable and reduce the risk of developing diabetes-related complications. Walking is one of the best exercises for people with diabetes because it can fit into any schedule. It's safe and easy on the joints. The American Diabetes Association recommends at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity each week for adults with diabetes. Still, it's important to start slow when beginning an exercise program and increase the intensity gradually over time. Walking is an excellent exercise option for people with type 2 diabetes who have been diagnosed with neuropathy or peripheral neuropathy. This nerve disorder causes loss of sensation in the feet that can lead to foot ulcers and possible amputations. Number 3. Drinking plenty of water helps. Drinking plenty of water can help stabilize blood sugar levels. The body uses water to perform many functions, including regulating temperature, maintaining cell structure, and eliminating waste. Water also carries nutrients to cells and carries waste products away from cells. When cells don't have enough water, they can't function properly. This can lead to health problems such as fatigue, dry skin, and constipation. The body also uses water for digestion and regulating body temperature. Drinking plenty of water can reduce the risk of health problems and improve overall health. A healthy diet is an important part of diabetes management that can help prevent and control diabetes symptoms and long-term complications, such as heart disease and stroke. Number 4. Avoiding sugar and salt is a must to stabilize blood sugar. Our bodies rely on sugar for energy, but too much sugar can lead to health problems. People with diabetes are particularly at risk. People can help stabilize their blood sugar levels and prevent diabetes by avoiding sugar and too much sodium. Sodium can cause water retention in the body, increasing the amount of water in the blood. The more water in the blood, the higher the concentration of glucose. The higher the glucose concentration, the higher the amount of insulin needed to be released into the blood. Too much insulin can cause insulin resistance, leading to type 2 diabetes. Cutting back sugar and sodium will prevent this and aid weight loss. Number 5. Getting enough sleep is extremely important. Getting enough sleep is extremely important for your overall health, especially if you're diabetic. Sleep affects how your body uses insulin and stabilizes blood sugar levels. It's also important for your mental health. People who don't get enough sleep often struggle to focus. Sleep helps your immune system stay strong and healthy. Sleep deprivation can cause your blood sugar levels to increase. It can also make you irritable, affecting how you deal with stress and making diabetes management even more difficult. Sleep deprivation leads to fatigue, causing you to overeat. Lack of sleep also causes your hormones to change, making you crave sugary foods more often or desire less healthy foods like carbs. These foods will raise your blood sugar even more. It's important to note that exercise can help you fall asleep faster and get better quality sleep. You should avoid alcohol before bed. It may help you fall asleep faster, but it can also cause some side effects like dizziness and lightheadedness when you wake up. Number 6. Consider a low-carb diet to stabilize your blood sugar levels. People who suffer from diabetes have fluctuating blood sugar levels, which is dangerous because fluctuating blood sugar levels can cause complications like nerve damage and kidney failure. Blood sugar levels can easily be stabilized by following a low-carb diet. Restricting carbohydrates helps lower blood sugar levels because the body breaks down carbohydrates into glucose, raising blood sugar levels. Therefore, a low-carb diet can help to stabilize blood sugar levels in people with diabetes. On a low-carb diet, you eat more fat, eat more protein, eat more vegetables, eat more fiber, drink less alcohol, don't skip meals, and keep activity levels high. Number 7. Avoiding stress stabilizes your blood sugar levels. Stress can negatively affect your health, including heart rhythm disturbances and high blood pressure. But one negative effect of stress is often overlooked. It can affect your blood sugar levels. When your body is under stress, it releases stress hormones that can lead to high blood sugar. This effect is especially dangerous for diabetics because high blood sugar can interfere with blood sugar medication and cause hypoglycemia. It's very important to find ways to avoid stress when you're trying to lose weight, because avoiding stress helps to stabilize your blood sugar levels. Some ways to reduce stress are by practicing simple meditation or yoga, by doing deep breathing and relaxation exercises, avoiding stressful activities, being able to let the things that bother you go. Get professional help if you feel stressed all the time. People with diabetes are more susceptible to high blood sugar levels than non-diabetics. Although high blood sugar levels are dangerous and can be life-threatening, there are simple ways, like I mentioned here, to mitigate the number of high blood sugar levels and stabilize blood sugar levels by getting a diagnosis, monitoring blood sugars, avoiding sugar and sodium, getting enough sleep, exercising regularly, avoiding stress, and following a low-carb diet. People with diabetes can better manage their blood sugar levels and prevent long-term complications.